This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Hello. Hello, friends. John Potter. We are here broadcasting live from Carson City. This is the Life and Local Weekend Show. Glad to be back. This great ridezilla has done it again. Rock bottom prices just in time for outdoor fun. And we have indoor fun right now, too. If it's anything like the past couple of deals where we come out here, they go all out with the big tamale lady buffet. And they have a tent set up from people giving away all sorts of gimmies. And they got great deals, too. I got a stack full of great deals here at ridezilla. But anyway, I've been out of town all week. Hi, Craig.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well, John. You were missed, by the way. You were missed.
Right.
I keep telling him that he might believe it.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day today. The weather, the weekend is looking fantastic. My phone says 63 for a high today, 68 for Easter tomorrow. No chocolate bunnies melting there. But the National Weather Service in Reno predicts 69 for a high today, 76 degrees for tomorrow. My phone uses Google Weather. It's always way off. For Reno, it's always like 10 degrees cooler. So I have no idea why it thinks that. AI weather forecasting, not too good right now. So I always fall to the tried and true National Weather Service, which also says the next chance of showers is late Wednesday and Thursday. What I don't like about the National Weather Service is their Reno website page. Okay. There's everything Reno weather right there. But when you click forecasts, it takes you to the national page and it wants to know for where. Well, okay. You type in Reno NV and then you get the Reno forecast page. What else can I say to knock on technology today?
You've alienated like three people so far already.
I have. But we're inviting you to come in through the door. It's always good to see people I haven't seen for a long time. 2 weeks ago, my ex came by.
That was a shocker, wasn't it?
It was. I hadn't seen her for like 9 years. My ex-wife, you know why I was just happy she didn't have a gun. Okay.
That would have made an interesting remote podcast.
But I think the reason she came is that you were talking about how I forgot to shave the left side of my face.
And the bloody nick down below your ear.
Which wasn't my fault, because the Amazon straight razors are crap. And all I ask for in life is a razor that works, that's cheap, and a Roku stick that remembers who I am. That's all I ask for. But anyway, I think she came out just to see the left side of my face unshaven. It's humiliating for anybody to see me that way. But she looked at the left side of my face and gave the most disgusted look. And that's just not how I pictured seeing her again after all this time. So I was out of town all week, but I'll talk about that later. The reason I'm here is because, did you see the line outside the door?
They were lining up at 8 o'clock when I got here. They were, and when we were loading in, they had to actually, people were following Jerry in, and they had to turn him around and say, nope, go back.
Just like, it was like a Taylor Swift concert. No. Yeah. Well, kind of.
Except here we don't check your bags.
Right, right. Well, the reason why there was a line outside, and they just opened it, folks, the place is open here in Carson City, Ridezilla. Right here, on South Carson Street, right next door to, we're in between two dealers, Honda and Toyota. We're in between.
Well, yeah, we've got Nissan on to the south of us right here, the building right
oh,
next
no
door.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I'm driving a Nissan right now.
So am I.
No kidding.
My every day. And then I bought it here in Carson City at Reno Nissan.
Carson Nissan. I haven't had a Nissan since the 70s, and I'm renting it for a week. I like to rent cars when I go on vacation. That's what's wrong with the Nissans? The people tell me the you know, automakers in trouble, and the car is a dream. It yes. just floats. It jumps, man, when you touch that accelerator. It's a nice, easy drive. I really enjoyed it during my week.
Yeah, so we'll talk about more in depth about your vacation and where you went later. But
oh, you promise?
Yeah, well, you're the one driving the show.
Yeah, that's another thing that makes me laugh.
For a minute there, you're going to pull up in one of these Honda side-by-sides.
You never know.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
No.
Have that as your daily driver?
Yeah, I got things to say about everything. I should be saying, and this is why we had a line outside, I'm looking right at these spring sale tags. You can't miss them. They're like neon green. Here's a motorcycle, $2,000 off. The one right next to Craig here, $700. They almost all of them have these thousands of dollars off tags on them. And, oh, my gosh, $3,000 off this this ATV, $3,000 off, spring sale. Also, everything Kleem, K-L-I-M, but they say it's pronounced Kleem, is 35% off. Alpine Moto Boots, today only, 40% off, all sales final. And buy three SXS tires or ATV tires, you get the fourth tire free today only for this monster sale. I knew I was going to say monster in the first 5 minutes, and there you go. Sale going on today only at Ridezilla, South Carson Street. I'm here until noon with our whole setup. Mr. Evans is looking around here, and which one do you think he's going to buy?
I don't know, but he's been eyeing a few things. Honda's coming out with a new one that he's going to talk to Ben about here later today and see if that's
a new one.
It's an enclosed cab type deal. Jerry likes the bells and whistles, as you have seen in the past.
Oh yeah, I have noticed that, but I have also noticed how these things change every year with the. These are not the ATVs of Dad's day. These are nice rides. Some of them are like luxury ATVs, if I can say that.
This one right next to us, this Honda right next to us, has better suspension than my Nissan.
Well.
It's stronger. But, of course, my Nissan isn't meant to go off-road.
I'm going to demand that one in my next contract negotiations. He's laughing, right? Okay. We have guests coming in. Derek Lee is coming in at 9:30 talking health and about his new store. We're going to have the Douglas County Republicans stopping by. And you know what? They have no talking points on this visit. We're just going to talk about each and every candidate, what they think of them as we get close to these primaries in June. Especially the congressional District 2. That mob that wants to take Amadei's seat, we're going to pick out some candidates here.
What are we at, 36 or something like that right now?
Last I saw was 27, I think. You would think by now some would bail out, but nobody seems intimidated so far. Also, the race for governor and also question 7 voter ID coming up for another vote. These are things, or you folks, can ask the Republican committee questions, but they're coming by. That's at 11 o'clock. We have Ducks Unlimited. They're coming. I hope they bring ducks. I'm going to have a hard time restraining myself from making duck noises. I hope they bring a duck call. Full entertainment, folks, here at Ridezilla. Besides the great weather, I just checked my phone. There's no hassles at the airport, despite what you see on the news, which is outrageous. It's always Atlanta or Houston that they go to. But Reno and Las Vegas have had no problems, no lines at the airports at all, much to the great disappointment of local TV reporters. Traffic is another story. It is getting worse out there. Is it just me? I'm running into a lot of Bay Area-style tie-ups on highways lately. Here, Wednesday, 3 p.m., This is what I was caught in. A massive backup reaching from Innovation Drive on USA Parkway to 80. And then from there, westbound 80 all the way to Mustang. We clocked it as a 1 hour, 20 minute delay. And this is one from two different crashes at the same time. Is it always like this leaving or going to USA Parkway? And then 4 p.m. yesterday, I got caught in another one, eastbound 80. Backed up from Wells, actually, to Vista. That's a heck of a long way from crashes on eastbound 80 around Sparks Boulevard. One taken to the hospital. Phil, that's your traffic shift. I can't believe. What can you tell us more about these? And is this something that just goes on and it's the norm
every
right
Monday
now, Phil?
Through Friday it happens, and it's because we have a two-lane in each direction road from Sparks all the way out to USA Parkway. That's why it's a problem.
Well, what about the skills of the drivers here? I'm trying to put this as politely as I can, but the USA Parkway one, the police had the driver out talking to her, and she looked like she was like 13 years old. And then that wasn't the only one. Then we had to encounter the one that happened by Patrick. And how hard is it to just stay in your lane and go on a highway to go home?
Often happens is people will be distracted, not paying attention to what's going on in front of them, and they'll rear end that car right near to smash into them because it's bumper to bumper. That happens a lot.
All right. Great news. Ben, what you got? Oh, yeah, give me some stuff to talk about, my friend. I stole these from you. Yes, I am. He's running away. And somebody talk to.
Yes,
I love talking ATVs.
The new Pioneer 1000.
Okay.
But it's secret information.
All right, Ben, macho stuff I want to talk about. Build my cred. My man cred, okay? So lots of macho things I would love to. And it's macho to save money, Ben. Oh, good. Gave him a microphone. Go, Ben. Ben, take the stage.
Is it macho to save money these days? I think yes.
Yes,
think
it is. It's
yes. We have all the macho equipment here. Definitely.
Okay.
Macho place.
All right, my friend. does every single motorized thing here have a neon price tag that says things like $3,000 off? Is everything on sale? Looks like it.
Everything under the roof that's here today has some promotion on it,
okay,
one way or another. Yes, it can be the littlest promotion you're going to get is a chance to spin our wheel of prizes, and on our wheel of prizes, there's anything from a T-shirt to a $500 gift card.
Doing that again, because wow, you don't do this too often.
We do it twice a year.
So twice a year.
Yep, and it seems like the customers are getting a pretty good understanding of us doing it, and
mm-hmm.
and they're showing up. So
yeah,
it's really busy this morning so far. So come get your stuff before it's all gone.
I saw the line outside the door before you opened. You got some fans here. Why ride Zilla? Why do they come here in the first place?
Well, our store's unique in the sense that we have all the best brands in the world, frankly, in our industry. So when you're talking about side-by-sides, motorcycles, ATVs, the brands that you think of when you think of those are the brands that we offer here. Polaris, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki. These brands are obviously known as world leaders.
Kawasaki, you mentioned that?
Yeah, Kawasaki.
Suzuki. Did you mention that?
Yes, I did. We do have Suzuki. So we've got Suzuki, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Honda, Ski-Doo snowmobiles, Sea-Doo watercraft, Kawasaki jet skis, Polaris, and I feel like we're missing one, but we got them all.
Is it wise for winter sports people to buy now? Is there usually the biggest price decrease on snow things is when it gets warmer?
Yeah, that tends to be the case.
Is it really?
We have a brand here that we offer called Climb, and it is the best brand in the industry for snow gear, and we're offering 35% off across the board on all of the Climb gear that's in stock.
Does everybody
we've got a big selection of it?
Does everybody call it Klim?
No, they call it Climb
because it's
know.
KLIM here.
Well, when you call it Klim, we know you don't know. Okay. It's called Klein.
You got me. All right, my friend. Well, Ben, stop by again. Bring one of your talking guys here or ladies. Love to talk with them.
We're going to have Danny come down and share some information about a Pioneer 1000 that's coming out with you guys.
The Pioneer 1000 Inside Scoop. All right, Ben. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to take our first break. I'm John Potter at Ridezilla, South Carson Street, right next door to Reno Toyota. And it's breeze getting here, and it's beautiful weather, and it's beautiful inside here. Oh, man, people trying out the seats and everything and checking out the deals. Save thousands, starting with the lowest discount I've seen here is $500 off. But they go up. I see one $3,000 off. Take your pick. This is the time. This is outdoor fun time. I'm John Potter, live and local. If you care to call, hey, Craig has it set up where people can call here and talk to us, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back shortly, FM News Talk time, 922.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Oh, yeah? How was it? Good flowers?
How's it going? Good. Yeah.
Oh, hi.
I think you got 10 minutes. No, you got 5 minutes. Okay. Just look at an ATV. That's what I'm telling everybody. What are you looking at me for? Check out dual clutch transmission things that are all shiny here at Ridezilla. I'm John Potter, live and local until noon here broadcasting live at Carson City's Ridezilla. We've already got the line of people who are waiting outside, inside, and so deals are being made, thousands of dollars off, and all sorts of, they put everything on sale, the helmets, the tires, everything. This is the day, today only for a lot of those deals. All right, what's going on today? Today, UNR powwow at the Quad. Tomorrow, Easter, the farmers market's open for the season, and it is the first weekend for that huge volleyball tournament that comes to town. Be prepared for a lot of restaurants to be packed. In Virginia City, two Easter egg hunts. One's at 11 o'clock in the morning at Mackey Mansion. Then at 1 o'clock, there's another Easter egg hunt at St. Mary's Art Center. At 5 p.m. in Gold Hill, the Easter buffet brunch at the Gold Hill Hotel, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And in Carson City, this is from a nice email from Mr. Jay Smith. Tomorrow, the Capital City Gun Club in Carson City is hosting an Easter Easter fun shoot from 9 to 4. Target fees will be discounted. The Capital City Gun Club is a shotgun-only facility offering trap, skeet, five-stand, and sporting clays. Everybody's invited to come. That's 9 to 4 tomorrow at the club at 3590 Arrowhead Drive. Not Easter. Yesterday was Good Friday, and that was kind of interesting. Reno and Sparks and Fernley government offices were open on Good Friday because, they, quote, follow Nevada state holiday schedules, which do not include Good Friday as a paid holiday. But I was told that the city of Fallon government offices did close for Good Friday, resuming normal business hours on Monday. Also closed on Good Friday were the Lyon County Courthouse and the Sutro Transfer Station, the Convenience Center in Dayton, closed for Good Friday. So it was a real interesting mix on Good Friday. That's the day I came back, and that was the fastest week off in human history. It really was. I think I spent more time driving than I did really having it, which was fine, you know. Death Valley, my wife loves Death Valley. It's expensive. It's outrageously expensive. But listen, I'm not a rich man. That's why I bring stuff like that up. That's why I'm still working. I'm not a rich man, but I love making her happy in Death Valley, that big end. It's we went down to Badwater Basin, the lowest point in the United States. We went around the Artist Palette Loop. We went to Zabriskie Point, and we, you know, enjoyed this beautiful inn out there. I highly recommend it that you go there. And just down the road is the Death Valley Ranch, where they have like an ice cream shop, and boy, it melts fast at Death Valley. and out, so is the wallet. The wallet melts fast too. But very nice. It was a, it was great. Very nice hotel. I had to give up on Highway 95. It's you know, it's one lane each direction and close calls, passing 55 miles per hour trucks and U-Haul highway. Had to give up on that. Took 395, which I love, because these California towns, I got to give them credit. You know, they keep their character, the, you know, Lone Pine and Independence and Big Pine and Bishop. Really, really nice drive, and a little more four lane than two lane on much of it. In Nevada on 95, that's we took taken going back. Now there's a huge a truck station gas operation in Goldfield, open of all places, and Tonopah's got their new truck stop open there too. So things are coming to life there. We're going to break for Fox News, and then Derek Lee, we're going to be talking health. He's got another great sale to tell you about, and about how things have been at his new store that we just opened up a week ago today. We're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, broadcasting live at Ridezilla in Carson City on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 9:30.
Live streaming at 99.1FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back. Live and local, John Potter here with Craig helping out, Phil back in the studio, and our guest is Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. We were just talking about our first jobs, and Derek Lee was a dishwasher at where?
At a retirement community. It was miserable.
Nah, come on. You love the old folks, I thought.
Yeah, when you're 16 years old, that things are a little different.
I was 15 years old and worked at a local fast food chain. It was called the Red Barn.
Wow.
And it was like McDonald's. Everybody was copying McDonald's. Instead of the Big Mac, we had the Big Barney. And instead of the you know, the other burgers, we had the Barn Buster at the Red Barn.
Wow.
I was 15, and they moved me up to assistant manager at 15. There was a little bit of child labor going on back in the early 70s. Well, there's plenty new with you, my friend. Tell. We had a great time opening up your storefront there behind Trader Joe's on Smith Ridge Drive. And the people just kept coming in, huh?
Just kept coming in. People were still coming in at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was. I was pleasantly surprised to the turnout. I could never have anticipated that many people would show up. So I just want to thank everyone who did show up. Thank you so much. And it's very heartwarming and comforting to know that there's that many people who are willing to support relatively small businesses. So thank you to all the people who showed up.
The raffle. I never got to know or found out who won this. This is the bioresonance scan that you have. You told me you think it might be the only one in the state.
We might be the only one on the West Coast.
It's that new.
Yeah.
The bioresonance scan. Where did you even find out about this?
You know, so a few months ago, someone came into our office and mentioned resonance, a frequency, like similar to a Rife machine. And so before that individual mentioned that to me, I didn't know anything about it. So I do what I do, and I just start digging.
And when the picture comes up from the scan, what does it look like? Is it like you put a camera inside a body? Or
it just starts showing all the organs. It's going to pick an organ, and then it starts to scan the organ, and then it's going to start to show the vascular structure of the organ. And then it measures the frequency, the vibration, and the energy of the cellular structure. So then it, because it knows what the normal resonance and normal frequency is supposed to be, And so when it's not measured in that what it's supposed to be, then there's an abnormality. Based on the frequency of the abnormality is how it knows what the issue is. So it can measure over 5,000 different autoimmune disorders or diseases. It has over 120,000 different ways to remedy the inefficiency of the cell. And so that's how much information this program has available to it.
A question from my wife, the ex-doctor, about the bioresonance scan. Who gives the rundown of what the scan is telling somebody?
We do. We've been in training for several weeks with it, and it's actually, that's one of the things that we believe is going to be the hard part, is being able to communicate what's going on with the scan. And so that's one of the things that we're being diligent about, so people can see what's actually going on in the scan real time with us. So we show everyone everything. And so then we can go back, once we do a full body scan, we can go back and target the problem areas. And so then we can start working on changing the frequencies, changing the cell structure from a frequency level of each organ that's compromised the most.
I guess what I'm trying to say is you know what you're looking at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if so, there's some abnormality, you know what it is?
The program is going to show us where it is.
Oh, will the program actually tell you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can see.
It measures. Sorry, I didn't explain that.
Yeah, okay.
So what it measures, it has six different color codes. So if it's just a very tan color, that means your cellular structure is in perfect health. And then it goes from tan to yellow to red to maroon to another color to solid black, is where there's no activity. And so so that's how we know how the frequency of each cell or the cellular structure is functioning, is it color, everything's color-coded with different squares, diamonds, triangles, color-coded, and it shows different symbols all at the same time. So we can actually, see the abnormalities all at the same time.
I'd almost be afraid to see what's inside me.
You know, we are aware of that also. And so the way we approach it is, we're better off knowing what's going on with our body than just going based on blood work, because blood work's based on what science tells us we're supposed to be. It doesn't tell us where we're actually at. And so that's something Kathy and I were talking about this morning, is if we're deficient in a vitamin, this scan can tell us if we're deficient in specific vitamins based on the cellular frequency of how our body's functioning, not based on what blood work says. So we can actually define where the areas actually are, and we can see it real time. You can see what's coming up on the computer screens. We're going to show everyone everything. We're not going to hide it. We're not going to just give them the printout of what's going on with their body. They can see it in real time.
People make appointments for this?
That's what we're going to start doing. Where Kathy and I are fine-tuning the process of how to do it so we can streamline the process. And so we're probably about a week out from scheduling people. But we started experimenting on ourselves yesterday. We did our first scans on ourselves yesterday, and it is truly amazing. Kathy and I both experienced that it's changed, improving how we're actually functioning, because we can feel it. I can feel how my brain's changed, but I can't communicate how it's changed. I can feel things are changing, and so it's really fascinating how this is working, and it's. I think it's endless possibilities, and I just believe that if we know what's going on with us, then we can actually improve how we function, because we don't know based on what doctors tell us. We just know what doctors tell us.
This is why I love technology.
It's amazing.
Just don't lose the password. I've been through that. This is the bioresonance scan, and Derek is going to start making appointments for you to be scanned at Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Now, finally, what about the raffle?
The raffle? So what we
I know you get so excited talking about this, and I can see the excitement in your eyes about what this can do.
It is. I'm really fascinated.
The renown doesn't have this.
No. It's truly impressive. And so it is. We took everyone's names that were people signed in with, and they came into our office last week.
Yeah.
Last Saturday. And so we took everyone's names, put it on a small piece of paper, folded them all up, and then Kathy we randomly drew a name out of the bowl that had all the names in it. And Betty Munell was the one who came up when we picked the name out of the list. And so we're going to contact Betty sometime this week, and we're going to schedule an appointment for her to come get a free scan.
Do you have to take your clothes off?
No. Completely clothed.
Oh, darn. That would be quite a draw at your store. No, I'm just Kidding. Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smithridge Drive, suite number. What is it again?
450.
Is it open now?
No. We're not open.
Oh, because you're here.
Because I'm here, yeah.
Okay. All right. You have a new formula to announce.
Yep.
And we have a sale on this new formula. Tell us, do we have time? Wait a minute. Maybe we'll take a break and come right back. Derek's new product, and the deal is on it. Buy two, get one free. We'll tell you all about it after we take this break. I'm John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla on South Carson Street next to Reno Toyota, where the massive spring sale is it?
No, you said Reno.
Did I say Reno? Oh, stupid.
Nissan, Carson City.
Well, at least I shaved both sides of my face. That's an improvement. Carson Toyota, next door to that. It's the spring sale saving. People are saving thousands, and that's why they were waiting outside the door today. Ridezilla. I'm here till noon. We have deals that are today only at Ridezilla, so come on by immediately for your outdoor fun vehicle and equipment. Derek Lee is going to announce his big sale after the break. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:45.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local. One more segment with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. The store is closed right now because Derek's here. But Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies is in business at 780 Smithridge Drive. And it's pretty much the little drive behind some of the stores there. How did I get there? Let me think. Okay, so from Spectrum, you turn right out of Spectrum's parking lot, and the first, or you could take the second road you encounter. Smith. Well, I said Spectrum is where the parking lot is, you know, to tell how to get to where you are.
Yeah, if you go in the Trader Joe's parking lot on the way out.
Yeah, I avoid Spectrum at all costs, but I will go there to find the road to your beautiful place. How's it going, sir? All right. Can I do something for you? Oh, Ducks Unlimited. Okay, about 15 minutes. Go buy an ATV. All right. Get two of them. All right, Derek Lee, what's the new product?
New product is called the Ancient Ayurvedic Remedy.
Say what?
Yeah. So what this works on is Hirataki is something from Ayurvedic principles from India that works on decalcifying the pineal gland on the third eye, the intuitive knowingness of each of us. It helps us connect more to God, connect us more to our consciousness, connect us to a bigger picture. And so Hirataki is one component of it. Bibitaki is another one. So it's a cleanser. It helps to balance our gut. It helps to improve our lungs.
What is it? I mean, is it an amino acid?
No, they're actually fruits that are native to India. And so there's another one called Amla, AMLA. And so those three fruits combined is a standard protocol to cleanse the brain, to cleanse the body, to cleanse the gut, to improve our lung function, to remove parasites, to remove bacterial infections, to remove fungal infections, to really cleanse the body, to reduce constipation, to improve our intestinal cleanse, to improve. It's a really overall just a fantastic formula to really clear our energy centers, to clear how we function. And so what we did is we took those three components and I started thinking about, so how can we improve that? How can we make that better? How can we invigorate those three components? And so we added curcumin to it and we added ginger to it. And what's interesting about those two, curcumin and ginger are like yin and yang. They're both from the same genus of a plant. They're both root structures. And so we added ginger and curcumin, which are also native to India. And so we added those two components to those three fruits. And so what those two, what those five components do is they compound each other. Adding curcumin to those three fruits increases our ability to produce collagen more efficiently. Adding ginger to it increases our oxygen availability to the brain. Adding ginger and curcumin to those formulas also increases how our blood flow gets through the intestinal tract, improves lymphatic flow to the intestinal tract. And so that helps to regulate our intestinal tract, our lungs, our liver, our kidney, our gallbladder, and helps to improve the brain function, mental clarity, focus, cognition, comprehension. And so more of a demonstration of how that formula works is I built this formula a while ago, and so I just made it recently, and I gave a capsule to Kathy. And so Kathy,
was she your guinea pig?
She was a guinea pig, because I only know I know what I experienced, and she took it, and within about an hour, she rewrote her entire website. And after she did that, she went and rewrote like eight different formulas, so it's more tangible, so we can put those up as placards in our office to help people, just if they're looking at products, so they can just read the piece of paper, so people can understand what the formula does versus reading the website. She rewrote eight different formulas for me in a couple hours later, and so she did all of this just after taking one of those capsules. So that just put her mind into go mode.
Productive.
It was amazing.
Ideally, you could take this before going to work.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And get an amazing, or just at home.
At home, it just helps. It like cleans our thought process to where there's no mental chatter. It's just, let's do this, and all of our attention goes into this. And so it's really about focusing our intent. And so it just helps us to be more clear, more precise, more concise on how we're going to approach something.
How come we've never heard of these ingredients?
John, I haven't brought them to the surface yet. No, it's just something that I don't think we as Americans, typically we look at outside from Ayurvedic principles, from Chinese medicine. I just don't think that the awareness really, we just don't pay attention to it as much. And so it's really about integrating. My opinion is it's how we integrate everything that's known and bring it to the surface, because these things work, especially if we can apply them a little differently than what's always been done.
What's the sale on this new product?
Buy two, get one free. It's in the newest section of the website. I think I also put it in the gut health section because it really works on the gut. And so it's very beneficial in so many ways.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. Let me give it a try. Ancient Ayurvedic Remedy.
Yep. Close enough.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And buy two, get one free of, he tried it out. Here, Kathy, try this.
Yeah.
Is that how it is?
More or less.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
She's like, well, what is it? I'm like, it'll help you focus. She's like, okay, great.
Just take it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she went like a...
She just did something she'd been struggling to do, and she just put everything to work. It was really impressive.
All right, testimonials. I understand a lot of people who've been taking Ready, Set, Go.
All systems go.
All systems go. They are befuddled that they keep asking you the same thing about this. What is it?
Is there caffeine in that formula? No, there's no caffeine. When we can combine all components together to have a synergistic effect, it has that effect. It just feels good. It enables us to have a lot of energy. It helps people to lose weight. It's just really fantastic overall formula that can do so many things for so many people.
You have a new Facebook page.
Yeah, we do. I've been putting more and more effort into it. We've got a lot of videos up there that I just pulled from Facebook. We have a website. My company who built my website has been putting information about products on there. And so there's a lot of information on our Facebook page.
How do you find it?
It's Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies on Facebook. So there we have two pages. One's Brain Health Formulas, and one's Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. The Biotechnologies one actually has all of our current data.
Interesting. Okay, because your store is Biotechnologies, but the website is Brain Health Formulas.
Yeah, that adding Biotechnologies, no one would ever find it, because that's too long. So Brain Health Formulas is pretty long by itself.
Oh, for a website.
Yeah, for a website.
BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Yeah.
All right, folks, the new formula, Ancient Ayurvedic Remedy, buy two, get one free. And you can give it to your wife and watch her write eight different things on, as you said, right? I'm sorry.
John, just one thing. Derek from a listener wants to know if it can go through a scanner with a pacemaker.
No, that's going to be the can't have anything electronic internally, because when we start measuring I'm electronic function frequency, then that frequency is going to disrupt something like a pacemaker. So thank you for asking that question. That is one caveat is if you have any electrical implants, we cannot scan you because it's going to disrupt how that electrical component functions.
What if you had like metal teeth fillings?
I have titanium stuck in my elbow, so it doesn't have any effect on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody else they can check it out by stopping by your place,
right? Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I'm very transparent. I'm happy if people want to see some of the scans I've done on myself. I'm happy to show them just to see how it works. I want people to see how this can work for them.
Do they get a printout?
You do. We do. We can print out all the things we scanned, and we can print out the results, and we can. What our plan is to be able to copy the scans of people and put them on a zip drive for people so they can take it home and look at it at a later time also.
I know this may be rude, but how much did this this new technology cost?
It was very expensive, and the training is very expensive also.
It sounds incredible. All right, Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Final 30 seconds.
I just want to thank everyone out there who's been willing to try my formulas, and thank you so much. If anyone has any questions, 775-634-7789. Thank you, John. Thank you, Craig. And thank you to everyone who's been willing to trust me. Thank you.
BrainHealthFormulas.com, folks. I'm John Potter, live and local, Ridezilla, Carson City. We're going to be talking with Ducks Unlimited next. And the Republicans are coming, too, and we'll talk politics. Hang in there. Fox News next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Ridezilla in Carson City. That's where we are till noon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.